Hello.
Hello, my name is Randy, and I am returning a phone call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I please speak with the person who requested that call?
This is he.
Okay, sir. Well, I do need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How is it that we can help you today?
Well, as of this past Friday, we have all been, I guess you could call it a form of being laid off from our job, and they told us that we need to go ahead and apply for unemployment. This is with Safe Light Auto Glass.
Okay.
And just wanting to go ahead and apply for unemployment.
Well, all right. We can sure see if we can't get that started here. And what is your Social Security number, sir?
It is 417-11-0008.
All right. And your name, sir?
It's Gary H. Davis.
And your date of birth?
April 3rd, 1965.
All right. And your mother's maiden name?
Murrell. M-U-R-R-E-L-L.
Why does it say Susan?
I don't know. That's weird.
How about, have you got a driver's license?
Yes, it's 504-4967.
See, I've got something completely different for that, too. 518-5546.
And that's Gary Hunter? I mean, Gary H? My middle name is Hunter.
That's just Gary Davis. But the birthday is correct. 4365.
Wow, that's my birthday, yes.
Let me see something. Let's see. Oops, get in here. Where did you go? There it is. My supervisor just walked by a second ago. I'm going to stop her. And when she comes back by, I'm going to stop her and see if... Oh, wait a minute. We're good now, aren't we? There we go. We'll just have to put in all the information. 417...
11-0008.
Okay, yeah, that's why. Now, let's see. Yep, there it is. Yeah, let me, when she walks by, I'm going to try and stop her if she does and see, because the maiden name is incorrect. Her, your mother's first name is not Susan, is it?
No.
Okay, because, you know, people, I've had a lot of people put their mother's first name in there, and that's not a maiden name, but at least it matches. But, and then your driver's license is wrong, right?
It's 504-4967.
All right.
The one that I,
Right, so I've got the one that's wrong.
Yes.
Hold 1 second. Here she is right here. I'm going to ask her real quick.
All right.
And who? Call the inquiry first. Oops, yeah. And who was
happy to start.
Your who were your last two employers?
Besides SafeLight, Auto Glass now.
Okay. And SafeLight, Auto Glass, and who was the other?
Auto Glass now.
Can I? What was your other employer besides Safe Light?
Auto Glass Now.
Okay.
What you're going to do.
All right, she said that we're going to get this taken care of for you. We're going to fix it for you. So, okay. Because it does show, you know. So, let me go back here. Let's see if we can get out of here real quick. All right, so... All right, let's do this. Get it back up here. Yeah, there's, you know, when it doesn't show up right like that, we gotta make sure that it's okay to do. So that's right. Why I stopped her on the way by. And let's see if I still got you. Yes, I do. Okay, now let me see. I need to send her a quick message because she's going to change on this maiden name, and then I'll get started so that we can get you going here.
Okay.
But we got to get this. She got to have this done too. So let's see here. Your date of birth. Well, your last. I'm going to put your whole name. She wants the last name, but I'm putting it all.
Yeah, may as well be safe and sorry.
Yeah. And, let's see, date of birth, 4365. All right. All right, and... Let's see, last four of the social are 3 0s 8 and 8.
Yes, sir.
There we go. And what was your mother's maiden name?
It was Murrell, M-U-R-R.
Okay,
okay.
Okay, and it was, spell that again.
M-U-R-R. E-L-L.
All right, sir. Now let me send that over to her. And now let's see here. And I'll have to change your driver's license.
Okay.
When we get down to that point.
Yeah.
Let's see. We're filing a claim first. There we go. So your date of birth is 4/3/65.
That's correct.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
No? And what is your preferred language?
English.
English. And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, sir.
No. And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, sir.
No. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
12th grade, okay. And now, okay, and you do have a driver's license, and it is Alabama, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's that number?
50-44-967.
All right. Now, sir, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the AlVantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we do recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Direct deposit, okay. And is that going to be in your checking or savings?
Checking.
Checking. And what is your routing number, sir?
Okay, and let's see here. Dun, 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 dun. I'm going to assume it's this reading glasses, please.
Me
know,
too.
Once you hit a certain point.
Oh, yes.
You
oh,
know.
Yes. I know. Yep. I have reached that point.
Oh, man, look, after football, it just kind of knocks you down, you know? So.
Yep.
Now, do I – how would – my routing number, mm-hmm. just the – my entire number?
Just the routing number, and then after that I'll need your bank account number. But it would be the routing number in one, then your bank account number in another.
Let's see. I'm assuming the routing number is a five-digit number. So,
I don't know what's different for different places.
Yeah. So we'll say 05856.
That's the routing number, right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because I'm about, and the other number.
The bank account number is?
1000.
Mm-hmm.
7910 5295 5.
Okay. All right. And there we go.
You know what? Hold on just one second.
It says the routing number appears to be invalid.
Okay, that must be a wrong, because I've got to looking at everything on my check. That's a check number. Let's see. Okay. 06200080.
All right, now that you had like that, I'm going to, after the two, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 zeros in a row, right?
Yes.
Okay. When there's that many in a row, I like to question it because it looks so blurry. You want to make sure that I've got the correct amount of zeros there. So,
yeah.
Okay. So let's see here. There we go. All right. Now, what we have here for an address is 537 Tavelle Street, Lot 6, Salina, Ohio. That can't be it, right?
Oh, no. That's
okay.
No, close to me.
Yeah, what's your address?
It's 5690
mm-hmm.
Oak Lane.
Okay, it's Oak Lane, right? Come
yes.
Come on, get in there, right? Oak. Oh. There it goes, Oak Lane. It's, is there an apartment number, lot number, anything
no.
like that? Okay.
No.
City?
Millbrook, Alabama.
Millbrook. Oh, come on, get off of there. There we go. Millbrook. Of course, that's Alabama.
Yes.
And what is the zip code, sir?
36054.
5-4? Okay.
Yes, sir.
And is the residence and mailing address, are they the same?
Yes.
Okay. And has your address changed in the last year?
Oh, no.
No? And
nope.
The phone number I have here for you on file is 251-546-1265. Is that correct?
No.
No? Okay. What's the number?
Okay, this number that you call me by, area code 334 351
okay
5930.
Okay, and that's the one you want us to have on record for you, right?
Yes.
Okay. All righty.
Yeah, it doesn't help when you have a common name.
Well, yeah, I guess that would be true.
Because I personally met two of them.
Oh,
in
really?
The job that I do. Yeah.
Man.
One black male and one white male. And it was odd, you know.
Oh, yeah. I bet. All right, let's see. Yeah, I bet it was.
Especially when all three of us were at the same bank. And I said, oh, get the gold. And we actually had each other's deposits.
Oh,
that's
man.
I had to go to the bank and have a certain surname added.
Oh, yeah.
Just so it wouldn't be a mix-up.
So there'd be a way to distinguish it, yeah.
Yes.
Let's see here. All right, and now it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, and you'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Hand surgery, licensed social work, ophthalmology, pediatric, nephrology, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. And which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Harbortown, Mayor Tile, Safe Light Auto Glass, Software
Ooh,
Harmony.
Yeah. Yep,
Safe
go.
Light. There you go. And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Gadsden, Tuscaloosa, Vestavia, or Montgomery?
I'm still rocking and rolling in Montgomery.
All right. All right, and now did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, sir.
No. And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
No. And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
No. And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
No. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
I don't know what that is, but no.
Okay. And what was the last day worked, sir? When was your last day that you worked?
December 9th.
All right. Let's see. Get off of here.
That was last
December 9th, 2022.
Yes.
Okay, so there it is. And there we go. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I've been perfectly healthy.
All right. And do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, sir.
No. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, sir.
No. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, sir.
No. And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes. Matter of fact, because they were going to call back next month for rehire.
Oh, okay, but they didn't give you an exact date, did they?
They gave me 12/6. I mean, excuse me, February 6th.
Oh, okay.
That's our anticipated return date.
Okay, but that's what they told you, right?
Yes.
Okay, because there will be a question about that. Did they give you a definite date back to return back to work? And that'll have a lot to do with you having to look for work and stuff. So.
Oh, okay.
When we get down there to it, of course, I'll explain more about it, but. But it will, you know, if that's a definite return date, then, you know, it'll change some things around for you. So, So are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Yes. And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
No? And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
No? How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Say 25.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
20.
Okay. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, sir.
No. And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
February 6, 2023.
Okay, so let's see. That would be 0206, right? 2022?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
23.
I mean 23, right. Yeah, you're already back to work for quite a while here on 23. All right. And are you on temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
Yes.
Well, that's more than 2 weeks, but...
Well, I mean, it's what they call seasonal employment.
Right.
Tend to leave is what they call it.
Right. And now, what was your job title or your job description where you worked?
Windshield repair medic.
Okay. There we go. And let me find, let's see. Okay, and see, what we have here for that is replace or repair broken windshields and window glass in motor vehicles, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right, and there we go. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yeah,
okay.
Since they're going to call me back. Yeah,
right.
I guess, yeah.
Okay, and that was SafeLight, right?
Yes, sir.
And that's SafeLight Fulfillment, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Oops. And what is their phone number, sir?
Local number in Montgomery is area code 334-277-4266.
All right. All right. And when did you start with them? What date was your starting date of employment with them?
No, Jesus. Well, let's see. I went back April 2nd, 2017.
17.
19, 20. Hold on. Wait a minute. Because
okay.
I've been back 4.5 years. So what's 4 years?
It'd be about 17, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So you're 17, you've been back 4 years, you say, 4.5?
Yes.
Well, 17 be 4, and April to now would be about another half, so 17 sounds right to me, but that's all up to you.
Be on the safe side, say 18.
Okay.
Say 18.
All right, and last day worked was on, what did you say that was? The 9th?
12-9, yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, and that was Montgomery, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Vacation pay during the Christmas holidays.
Oh, okay. Well, so that'll be vacation or holiday?
Vacation.
Okay. All right. Now, since you're going to be receiving that, you will need to, what are your hours that you're going to get for those, for that holiday, for that vacation pay? How many hours?
Let's see, since it's Monday is a holiday, so I'll be getting 8 hours from 8 hours daily, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Why is Monday the holiday?
Because that's the day they, well.
Oh, you're talking about because they celebrate it because of Christmas is Sunday. So
yeah,
they do Monday being a holiday. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday?
Yes,
what
sir.
You said, how many hours will that be? 32?
32 hours, yes.
Okay. And how much do you make per hour?
20.
20? Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. And that's vacation pay. There we go. All right. And, there we go. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
As far as no.
No. Right. Okay. Let's see here. And that's, yes. And, the reason would be lack of work, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And is this your separating employer? That's a yes. And why are you no longer working? That would still be lack of work. There we go. All right, sir. Now, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to pay out the nose at the end of the year.
Yes, yes, me. I'd hate to, you know, say no and get it all, and then at the end of the year be hit with a bill for it. You know, it's like, man.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't think of it like that because they want to go ahead and get full Monty, but it's like sometimes you got to think, you got to be bigger, you know?
Right, yeah, because it would be nice to get the whole thing. I agree, but hey, you know those folks that you're cutting out, they're coming after it.
Oh, they're coming, you know. They're coming fast.
Yeah. And you give them any lip, they're going to charge you a bunch of interest.
And, you know, sometimes it actually feels that way, you know. So
yes, sir.
You got to be smart about money.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Well, and especially when dealing with them.
Yeah. You have to be very smart.
Yeah. So let's, there we go. Now it's catching up a little bit. Oh, there we go. It slowed down for a reason, but we're back to where we're supposed to be. Now, sir, if you would get a pen and a piece of paper, because I am going to be giving you a couple phone numbers and couple web addresses, okay?
Okay. Ready when you are.
Well, all right. Let's see here. There we go. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system, and your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to, and here's the website for that, to the Career Center. It's Alabama Works.
Alabama, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
.alabama.gov.
Okay.
All right, and that way you can update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be available, able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that your claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. And you must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefit. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is, and that will be www.labor.alabama.gov.
Alabama.gov.
Right. And okay. If you want to file by the telephone number you should call each week is 334.
Okay.
954-4094.
Yes, sir. Okay.
And your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. So you'll make your first certification either by phone or internet on next week. So your first certification, you'll want to call in or go to the website the 18th, which is Sunday. You can do it Sunday through Friday up till 5, okay? Most people do it on Sundays, okay? And an information booklet will be mailed to you, and the booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. So please read the information carefully, and a failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have any questions about the information, call 800-361-4524.
Yes, sir. And that's on the booklet if it doesn't come in.
Yeah, that or any questions after you've read the booklet. You know, if you have any questions, you can call that number to get an answer.
Okay.
Okay. And we have completed your unemployment claim. Have you got any questions for us today?
Now, I just want to reiterate, I must do the calling because I like hearing voices. I'm not very computer literate.
Right.
So it's best for me to call that 954 number every week?
You would call that every week, yes, sir, as long as you're filing an unemployment claim.
Okay.
That's to get your weekly check. Yep.
Okay. And how do they base the weekly check as far as what you receive?
I have no clue. All we do is take the claim here. We don't have anything to do with the determination of, you know, whether you'll be approved, denied, how much it is, things like that. That would be another one for that number I gave you. Or you can go to... I'll give you a website also.
Okay.
Well, you could go to that Alabama or that www.labor.alabama.gov and ask them as well at that website because that will be another question where you can go ask questions is to that website. You just follow the prompts to the question you're asking. And once you ask it, of course, it'll, you know, reply with an answer. Now, my boss told me that it's updating in real time, so if you ask it a question, you should get an answer while you're sitting right there.
Okay. All right. And I think that's all I need.
Well, all right, sir. And I want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, and you have a very nice day, sir.
I will try, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.